朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
整本哥林多后书的最后一段话。
This is the last passage in Second Corinthians.
那么在今天崇拜一开始的时候，弟兄已经带我们读了这段的经文。
We've read this passage.
我们在这里呢就不必再重复了。
We're not going to do the same.
我们今天要讲的这个题目就叫做末了的话。
The theme is, finally.
在中安堂用了差不多有一年的时间和大家一同来思想哥林多后书。
Took a year to share the message in Second Corinthians.
那我们英文堂的弟兄姊妹隔一段时间也能够听到其中一段的信息。
In our English congregation, we also hear passages here and there.
那我们中文堂的弟兄姊妹呢，就比较更惨一点，每次都要听这个。
It's unfortunate for Chinese congregation to have to keep hearing this.
我不知道有没有人是不是想这个哥林多后书怎么还没有讲完
？Why we're not done with that yet？
那今天我们终于是要结束了。
Finally, we're here.
哥林多后书是一卷非常宝贵的经文，当然每一卷的书都非常的宝贵。
It's a very precious book.
那么在这一段最后一段呢，是保罗给这个问题重重的哥林多教会一个最后的问安。
And this is Apostle Paul's final greetings to the troubled Corinthian church.
在哥林多后书前面这个十三章的第九节里面呢，保罗在那里就已经开始给信徒一个嘱咐，这个嘱咐叫做做完全人。
In verse 9, the message has already gone through, which is to be perfect.
今天这段经文里面继续在重复这个概念。
And here this is repeated again.
那么首先一点，显明在保罗最后的话，这个末了的话 finally 当中，这个做完全人是圣灵通过保罗特别要强调的一个我们叫结论性的吩咐。
And to be perfect is really a concluding demand which the Holy Spirit wants to emphasize to Paul.
那么好，我们一起来思想啊，首先来思想末了的话这个词儿。
Let's think about the word finally.
在这个使徒书信当中数次的用过末了的话这种表达。
In Paul's letters it's used several times.
那这个末了的这个原文呢多数不是每一次，但多数用的是希腊文的一个词叫做 loipon。
The word used here in Greek is loipon. It's not used every single time, but most of the time.
那么这个词 loipon 呢有特别的含义。
Carries special meaning.
我们稍微的做一点点的研究和解释。
Let's take a look at it together.
在圣经当中实际上这个末了这个词英文呢叫 finally, 但实际上是跟圣经里面另外一个很重要的概念叫做渔民是密切相关的。
This word is finally, but it's very closely related to this word remnant.
Remnant. Loipon, 如果要是大家看这个希腊文这个词的解释就包括什么包括 remaining, 包括 the rest, 这样的意思。
If you look at the meaning of the root of this Greek word, it means remaining and the rest.
所以有点像什么呢？有点像中文和英文当中的这个都是有分别的意思，但是它里面有一些细微的不同。
Just in Chinese, in separation, they have small differences in meanings.
我就听到有的美国人说学的中文，觉得中文的那个道别更喜欢。
In some Americans think that they like certain meanings of goodbye.
英文呢就是 goodbye, 对不对
？In English is just goodbye.
那中文是怎么说？这再见。
In Chinese it's let's see you again.
就是我们还会再会。
That means we can see each other again.
好像它这里面的意思稍微有一点的不同。
Slight difference.
那好，那么在这里这个末了的话，英文叫 finally， 实际上它原文有一个字是什么？我还剩下了一些。
In English, it is finally translated as finally, but there's a meaning as the rest.
啊，您看这个腓立比书哈，三章第一节说：“弟兄们，我还有话说。”哎，中文是这么翻译的，英文呢是 finally。
Philippians 3:1 it translated as finally。
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章第一节也是我还有话说，这是中文的翻译，英文的是 furthermore， 其实上是也是这个意思。
Thessalonians 4:1 in Chinese translated I have more to say and in English is furthermore。
啊，那启示录十二章第十七节，这里这个同样这个词的字根呢也出现了。
In Revelation 12:17, it also has showed as the root.
啊，这个地方讲到这个龙啊，撒旦，龙向妇人发怒，去他其余的儿女征战。这里这个其余呢，实际上是同样的这个字根 loipos。
And the dragon was wrath with the woman and went to make war with the remnant. Here is the same word.
啊，就是我们所说的这个末了的啊，最后的。但是一般我们中文觉得好像末了最后的，就是这些已经是不太重要的了。有这种感觉啊。
Finally here, it conveys sort of the meaning of not important in Chinese.
但是呢我特别喜欢英文里面的一种的表达啊，我也很喜欢常常去用这样一种表达。
But in English, I really like this way of translation.
它叫什么呀？叫 last but not least.
It's last but not the least.
是最后的但绝不是不重要的。
It's not that is not important.
如果您看这个地方讲到其余的儿女啊，余下的儿女，像圣经当中告诉我们，这个余下的这个概念啊，是在神眼中极其看为重要和宝贵的。
The meaning of relevant is actually really important in the eyes of the Lord.
啊，在旧约啊，旧约呢有在主再来之前就被翻译成希腊文啊，我们知道叫七十世译本。
In the Old Testament, it was translated before Jesus Christ came to our world. It was translated as remnant.
啊，因为呢，在主再来之前，那个时候我们知道，如果知道旧约历史，犹太人就已经被分散在了世界各地，他们已经亡国了。
Jewish people have been separated and in different places.
在很多罗马帝国版图范围当中，其他地方呢，他们一代一代的就慢慢的希腊文熟，希伯来文，他们的后代就不太知道了。
After generations and generations, it's not so clear for them in Greek.
那所以这种情况之下，有这是传说，说有七十位犹太人的学者在埃及亚历山大用了七十天啊，这是传说，就把旧约希腊文翻译成了旧约希伯来文翻译成了希腊文。
There was a saying that there were 70 people got together, Jewish people got together and worked on this for 70 days to come to this version.
那么呢，这个希腊文其实是一本的旧约，有它的重要性。
It's really important.
其实在新约圣经当中因为它是希腊文的新约圣经，有时候主耶稣的话语呢实际上就跟引用旧约，就跟这个其实是一本，这个是翻译是吻合的。
It's very consistent with the Greek in the New Testament.
这个地方可能讲的稍微的深了一点哈，可能抽象一点，但我这里要说的是，就是在其实是一本当中的这个 remnant 这个余民这个词，你看叫 kataloipos。
It might be a little bit abstract when we talk about this here, but the point I wanted to point out is that in the Old Testament in Greek translation is remnant, it's the same.
是跟我们说的这个 finally 这个是同一个的字根的。
It's the same root.
It's
finally.
那咱们来看一看，在以赛亚书37:31。
In Isaiah 37:31。
这里先知以赛亚有发预言说，犹大家所逃脱余剩的仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
Once more, a remnant of the kingdom of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above.
弥迦书7:18，这里讲到求神施恩，饶恕你产业什么余民的罪过。
In Micah, it says that who's got like unto thee that iniquity and passive by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage.
那么我们曾经有分享过， 为什么在整本圣经当中，这样一个渔民渔树这个概念特别重要？
Why is so important? We shared this before.
我们知道在旧约里面，主耶稣也同样讲，被招的人多，后面半句是什么？选上的人少，对不对？
In Old Testament, it was said that
the multiple are called, but the few are chosen. 被招的人多，选上人少。那么还有主耶稣的话有很多呀，讲到我们要怎么样，要进什么门？进窄门 ，narrow gate， 对不对？Enter the narrow gate. 那里还特别讲到引到灭亡，那路是宽的，门是大的，然后怎么说？进去的也多。
So the road is wide, but the door is narrow.
The door is wide, 是不是啊？ And the road is broad, it's big. 然后呢，进去的人也多 ，enter 自然就进去了。然后引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，然后用了另外一个不同的动词，什么？
Another word was used. What was that?
说 into 永生 eternal life. The door is narrow. The road is small. 然后 another verb 是什么？用的那时候就不是进去了，而是什么词？大家记不记得？
What word did we use there?
找着的也少啊，找着的人也少。
The people who found it was not many.
Yeah, 有人在找，但是找到人不多啊，这是主讲的。
People are finding, but those who found it was not that many.
从旧约到新约，我们看到一大群的人好像在那里来敬拜神，来跟随神，然后慢慢很多人就怎么样？就跑掉了。
We saw a lot of people in New were seeking, but in worship, but they have fallen behind.
很多人就被掳了。
A lot of people were captured.
Yes, 这个被掳实际上有两方面的意思，一个当然被，比如说被敌国的君王尼布甲尼撒等等掳去。
Capture carries two meanings. One is physical, being captured by the enemy nations.
Yeah, 另外还有这个被掳，还有一个属灵的意义，就是被那恶者掳去了。
In spirituality, this is also captured by devil.
Yeah, 真正能够回到主面前的，能够持守的是不多的。
There are really not many people who came to Lord Jesus Christ and kept it that way.
那么我们今天这个时代其实也是一样啊。
In today's age is the same.
弟兄姊妹，有多少人能够跟随主忠心到底？
How many of us will keep doing this and continuously doing this?
我们再进一步的思想，主耶稣基督在他去传道出来三年半，曾经有没有轰轰烈烈的时候？
Were there any highlights in the 3 years of preaching of Jesus Christ?
大家能够想到吧，在四福音书里面有一个神迹，唯一的一个神迹，四福音书全都记载了。考考大家是哪个神迹？
What is the
only miracle that recorded in all four Gospels? Yeah, 五饼二鱼的神迹啊！五饼二鱼的神迹，多少人当时被喂饱啊？
How many people were fed?
大家说五千，五千是最基本数字，对不对啊？
People are talking about five thousand.
男男女女、老老少少都加起来，有时候至少两万人。
It has to be more than 20,000 people.
因为那个五千是20岁以上的男丁啊，是这么算的。
5,000 was only male adults above 20 years old.
耶稣基督传道的时候，曾经有轰轰烈烈的时候，我们看到。
They have highlights.
请问大家，耶稣上十字架的时候，有几个人跟着他
？How many people were following Jesus when he was on the cross？
连他的大门徒彼得怎么样？三次不认主，对不对
？Even Peter denied our Lord three times.
所以圣经当中给我们看到这样的渔民，我们再来看保罗。
Let's look at Paul's words here.
保罗传道做的贡献大不大？
his contribution is really significant.
您知道吗？很多历史学家讲到说，在全世界对人类历史影响最大的 number one 是谁？耶稣基督。对整个人类历史影响最大 number two， 您知道是谁吗？就是保罗，没错。
Historians thinks that the number one influential character is Jesus Christ, and second significant character is Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul 真的是这样的啊！我在以前在学校读书的时候，不是读神学啊，我在这个原来这个叫 RPI 那个学校啊，读这个管理的时候，我有穆斯林的同学，从印尼来的穆斯林的同学，华人的。啊，他跟我说这个 Apostle Paul 啊，怎么样，这个影响了你们的信仰，影响这个世界。那、他都承认。
When I was at a school and college, there are people from Islam world and tell me all about Apostle Paul.
好，那我现在请问大家，保罗传道这么的被神重用啊，影响这么大，非常的有效。保罗最后晚年的时候怎么样啊
？Let me ask you a question.Paul has been so significant in his preaching in his whole life. What happened to him when he's old? When he was old?
保罗所写的最后一卷书信是提摩太后书，在坐监牢的时候写的。
Second Timothy was the book that he wrote in the prison.
啊，这和前面的那个监狱书信不一样，这一次坐监牢就没有再放出来了。
This is the last book, and he wasn't released after this.
提摩太后书一共四章，我们现在看的这一段就是四章，也就是保罗被砍头之前写下最后的话，
this,
末了的话。
There are four chapters in Second Timothy, and this is the last one we're showing here.
我们来看看保罗他孤单不孤单，好不好
？Is Paul alone?
啊，这一段其实大家我相信也熟悉，迪马太现今的世界走了。
Demas has forsaken me, he said.
格勒士往加拉太去。
Crescens for Galatia.
提多往达马太去。
Titus for Dalmatia.
还有一个人跟保罗在一起。
The only person who left for Paul.
这个人我们要记得，我们一般叫好医生路加，对不对 ？The good doctor, Luke.
Yeah, the doctor Luke left.
然后大家再看保罗说我初次申诉没有人前来帮助竟都离弃我。
Paul said that at my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me.
伟大的使徒保罗在最后临终马上要殉道的时候孤单不孤单
?Our great apostle Paul, was really alone before, he was sacrificed.
但是这里有一句特别宝贵的话第十七节唯有主。站在我旁边加给我力量
And this precious saying here but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me
所以有的解经家讲到这个哥林多后书最后的这个 finally 的时候就有了这么一句的 comment 叫做末了的话给余下的人
There are commentaries out there saying that the final words for the final people
啊，或者说 the remaining words for the remaining people 啊，末了的话给余下的人，圣经当中不断的提到余民。
Remnant was mentioned constantly in the Bible.
连今天的以色列，实际上也是一个余民的国度。
Even Israel is really a remnant nation.
我们几次回顾过以色列的历史，近代以色列的历史。
When we look at the recent history of Israel.
他们在欧洲在很多地方当他们非常的富足做银行家做大学教授做艺术家在社会上出人头地的时候那时候说我们要回归巴勒斯坦地重建我们的国度实现神的应许回去的人多不多
There are so many highly achieved people in Europe Jewish people who are bankers who are professors and who are artists How many people really went back?
回去的人非常的少
Very few.
而且回去的都是那些在世人眼中看是看不起的好像是在欧洲混不下去的所谓这样的话说
People who actually went back in the world's eyes they were not highly achieved
结果留在欧洲最富庶的那些不回归的许许多多都死在希特勒的集中营里面
The richest people who actually stayed in Europe died in the Under Hitler.
Yeah. 那么今天的以色列我们看到它的复国是一个神迹啊。
This is really a miracle that Israel became its own nation nowadays.
但是同时我们要知道还没有完，今天以色列实际上也是一个很世俗的国度，大家晓得吧？
But right now, when you look at Israel, it's a really worldly nation.
我也相信在今天的以色列当中仍然还有神的余民。
I really believe that there are remnants of God still among our Israelites.
神有一个美好的心意，神爱犹太人。
God really loves Jewish people.
那些真正最后回转来到神面前的，神真的是有一个宝贵美好的心意给他们。
God really has those plannings for people who are remnant.
我这个地方原谅我有点这个 get personal 了啊，谢谢我们今天徐璐姐妹第一次的翻译。
Apologies for being a little bit personal here.
翻译的非常的好，谢谢。
Thank you.
也多多为我们的姐妹祷告。我也知道他的先生 Robert 在底下也在迫切为自己的太太来祷告。
Robert is also praying for me for my translation, so pray for me.
大家知道我们的弟兄 Robert 有分享他的见证，他的背景就是一个犹太人，家里是犹太人。
We know that Robert has shared his testimony. He's coming from a Jewish background.
但是接受了主耶稣基督，做他的弥赛亚，做他的救主，何等的美好，哈利路亚。
But he has accepted Jesus Christ as his savior. Hallelujah.
我们知道渔民在神眼中看为宝贵，让我们不断的来分享这样一个信息。
It's really precious to have the remnant.
那我们也想想今天的美国。
Let's think about America nowadays.
弟兄姊妹，今天我所处的世代就是一个末世，也仍然是一个渔民的时代。
And this is also the stage of remnant, the time of the remnants.
美国曾经多么的轰轰烈烈。
America used to be really great.
In God we trust.
In God we trust.
各个方面，不管是说经济上面、文化上面、军事上面等等，都是世界首屈一指的强国。真的好像里根总统说那个山上的城。
Just like what President Reagan said, it was a great nation in every single aspect you can think of.
小学生 Pledge of Allegiance, 我的孩子小小的一点公立学校 Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God.
My kids, elementary school even had the Pledge of God.
我都不知道现在学校还有这个吗？上课之前还有这个 Pledge of Allegiance 吗？William 在这说这样是吧？Sort of.
Thumbs up, but.
有的学校还有，有的学校还有，这个国家已经是越来越离神越来越远了。
This country is going further and further away from God.
教会的堕落和衰败，其实是一个历史的必然的趋势啊。
The decline and decay of the church is really an inevitable trend in history.
马上大选要来到，我们在这里也稍微多分享一两句，为美国祷告。
The election is going to be here very soon, so let's have more prayer here.
有时候弟兄，首先第一点，这个大选绝不单单是总统选举，对吧？
First of all, election is only for the president of the United States.
参议员、州长、各级的这些的民选的官员。
Senators and governors and every single level.
很多时候弟兄姊妹说，我不喜欢这个候选人，不喜欢那个候选人。
Brothers and sisters say, oh, I don't like this candidate, I don't like that candidate.
那我在这里请求弟兄姊妹要祷告的是什么呢？
I ask you to pray for what?
我们来祷告，来寻求看看他的这个政策是不是比较更加的符合圣经的真理原则。
We gotta examine the policies that they uphold. Are they closely aligned with the Bible?
今天再也没有人说，以前我多年以前曾经听到有人说选民主党选共产党都一样，共和党都一样，不是共产党。
Previously, I heard people say, "Oh, you choose Democrats or Republican, they're all the same."
现在的民主党跟共产党差不多，我这话少。
Democrats are literally communists.
因为确实越来越极端了。
Because they're so extreme now.
但是今天再有没有人说选这一派选那一派两个都一样，不一样。
They're so different nowadays.
大家今天看到一方面，但这个国家越来越两极化。
Now we see that they're going to two different extremes.
这中间有很多的仇恨，有很多的谩骂，有很多的伤害，这些是不好的，这些我们不能够要。
There are a lot of hatred. There are a lot of separation and division.
啊，但是我们看到这背后，弟兄姊妹最深最深层次的，我们看到这是一个两种不同的政策和道路截然不同两个方向的一个相争。
What's the root of this? Is it really the conflicts between the two distinctive roads and ideology?
弟兄姊妹们，您知道吗？这是一个末世的景象。
This is the end times.
啊，末世景象就是这样子的。
This is what it is called end times.
而且不法的事情会越来越多。
There are a lot of illegal things, a lot of unjust things.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。